Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Android 11. Looks like it's coming around September 8th is what we're hearing now. That apparently will be the date for the next major update to Google's mobile operating system. At least that's what we're hearing from the folks over there at Android Police. How did they come about this date? Well, because of a video. Apparently the date was shown in a slide during a video for the company's Hey Google Smart Home Summit. It's actually around the 18-minute mark. There you'll see a little checklist for September 8th, and right next to it, it says Android 11 launch. Now we all know last month they actually released the first public beta of Android 11, and then they also said the official launch would happen sometime later in the third quarter. At that point, people were speculating, it must be like September 3rd. But apparently the answer was right there in front of us all along. Alright, for all you die-hard workout people out there, this isn't definitely for me, but if you are one of those people that love getting your sweat on, Spotify's got a new playlist tool for you. It'll actually help you create a mix to match your workout. The new tool called Soundtrack Your Workout is basically the company's latest quiz-based playlist builder. So pretty much as this goes, to create your mix, you'll answer a few questions and the website will offer you a collection of music according to your preferences. Now with this version, you can also actually choose podcasts instead if you're not really in the mood for any tunes. I suggest anything for the British Tech Network, wink wink. On top of this, you'll also be asked for the length of your workout. Hey, the new show would be perfect for me. 5 minutes, I'm done. Yay. It will also ask you if you want explicit content or not. Guess it just depends on what your mood is that day in your workout. Londoners, you might be happy to hear this one. Uber's about to launch a new service for you. And no, it's not a car, it's a boat. That's right, you'll soon be able to use the Uber app in London to book some boat journeys. Now, this partnership will see 20 fleet of boats and 23 piers. And according to the Evening Standard, the service will continue to be operated by the River Bus Service. This will be a multi-year partnership with Uber and couldn't have actually come at a better time because of, yes, you guessed it, COVID-19. Now, how you get on an Uber boat? Pretty simple. Use the company's app, that will generate a QR code, and that will be used to board. As far as payment goes, you'll be able to use your existing payment methods to pay for your journeys just like you would a regular Uber. And finally, hey look, it's Samsung copying Apple again. This happens on a regular basis, we all know. Though sometimes it does happen the other way around too. You might remember a couple of weeks ago we announced that Apple, new iPhone, coming out this year, no charger for you. Well, apparently Samsung said, hey, good idea. According to the Korean news site ET News, come 2021, Samsung won't be including chargers with some of its phones. The reason for it being, well, Samsung says that people really aren't dependent on these things anymore, as so many people have USB-compliant outlets or simply just using battery banks. Yeah. Other sources are saying, though, it's completely to do with costs. And just like with Apple, removing those chargers from the phone boxes would lower the cost of selling their phones and, of course, make the phone packaging even smaller. I'm also going to go with, guess what? We can also sell you a charger now method, too. Yeah, it's like the 80s all over again. Batteries sold separately. Only this time, it's actually the plug to plug it in. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, easily located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Check them out as well at tsohost.com. Find us on Facebook, as always, at British Tech Network, and follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us at our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. Yes, indeed, it is Friday. That means the BTN News Show is headed into the weekend. We, of course, though, will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.